And we Cavan manager Gerry Moon after disappointing result and probably disappointing performance by Cavan today here against Donegal.
Yeah, look, I suppose we didn't get going in the second half at all. I thought first half we stayed in the game. We'd talked all week about trying to stay in the game as long as we could because I knew they had a few experienced players in the full forward line and it showed there. But I suppose maybe about three wides we look back at in the first half. It maybe should have got scores and that maybe made a difference. But we didn't get up to the pace of the game we needed to get up today, and that was a disappointing thing. A few passes didn't execute a few passes. I thought our transition play was slower than we bit hoped for. From back to front, we won some good turnovers in defence, but we're very laboured getting it from back to front, which would be a which that's one of the things that lost us a game. A couple of big calls went against us, but that didn't lose us a game. I thought we had chances and didn't take them, and they took theirs and they were more clinical.
I suppose the experience, Karen Guthrie once again, 1-3, just not really able to handle her.
No, we talked about it, like it wasn't lined out when you come to the game, and I suppose Christina is young in there and she could pander fairly well in early on, but you know, it's probably only Lady in the country could take that goal on the left foot, like it was well taken, like you'd be proud of that in any game, a well taken goal. Karen's stance coming around the loop on that left foot, and she's Karen's been playing a long time and her experience showed that day. But look, we have to learn from these games. If we don't learn, we're not going to make any progress. So I think we can learn from that game. It's the small things. If you look over the course of the hour, 60 plus minutes, small things. The transition play was too laboured because they were going to pile the bodies back. Some were passing, we give too much ball, basic stuff, we give too much ball away, and we have to secure them ball. We can't just keep a few passes in the forward lane. We didn't execute them. They got a penalty overhead of us giving away possession in the full forward, in the forward lane. That could have been costly as well. So, them, this is small margins, and at this level, you're going to be punished.
It is the small margins. Your view on the penalty?
Never a penalty. I thought Ashley Sheridan should have the penalty. I have a couple of views in different. There's a few decisions. I don't know. Like, we'll take the first half when Ashley Gilson was torn, got a ball, was watching the ball turned round into a Donegal player's free against her. This rule, it's an interpretation of the referee. I just can't get it turning for charging. Where was she going? You've never even seen the player coming. Ashley Sheridan's pulled down. Ashley Gilson had pulled down in the second half. I just can't. There's no consistency in that. But that's still, look, that's something we can't control. We didn't control. We weren't good. They were better than us today, and that's the bottom line.
Was it down to maybe there seemed to be a lot of caution, a lot of fear, or something going on with Cavan? Because even when you needed a goal at the end, it was a lateral play that Cavan were producing.
Look at their strengths, and if you look at the girls playing their club, like their strength is the transition play, the pace these girls have, but they just seem to be playing within themselves yet. They just have that fear of fear. It's just this lack of conviction in what we're doing. I suppose there's a lot of talk in Cavan this last couple of months, a lot of stuff going on, that does have an effect, and it does affect performances. And we had a challenge game last week and it affected, and it still affects us today. I still think that them things, no matter what's going on, we look at the Donegal men, how the things that's going on there has affected the performance. I think it has affected their performances from what we played in the league. Like we ground out results in the league, and I thought today if that had been a number of weeks ago, we're a number of weeks out football too, it showed today. It showed today, but you need to be playing. You find out about players, and you find out about yourself, you find out about the group in big days like this here, and we weren't good enough today, and that's bottom line, and we'll have to regroup and get ready for Armagh, probably in Clonus in 2 weeks.